dead, torn, moist.
Proudly sponsored by stms.studio for all your merch and printing needs.
Proud patron of Ian's Chain Charity, helping to save lives together.
Twisted, torn and moist, I am at the underground. I'm at the underground for the metal to the masses. Now I have found some stragglers. And to be honest with you, I've never really heard of this band, but I've just watched them. And it's a band that I will not be forgetting anytime soon. If you want an energetic performance, it's going to melt your face. It's going to get the room commanded. I mean, the amount of strobes that you used in there. And it was atmospheric. I had like a moment where I was just watching and everyone was, the pit was going strong. I mean, Bloodstock, it seems like they're missing a U-shaped gap in their lineup, hey?
I totally agree. That being said,
just introduce yourself though first.
Okay, I'm Jacob. I'm the vocalist of Smother.
Nice to meet you.
Who are you? I'm Liam. I'm guitar.
Tom, guitar.
Andy on drums.
Oliver, I play bass.
Yeah, and you went my school. I can't believe you went my high school. Yeah. Mustn't be that cool though, because I don't know him. But he is a bit younger than me though, so that, you're okay. Yeah, so to play here in your hometown must have been really special for you, yeah?
We love it. I mean, we've done it so many times now. Like, we all have had bands before this that have played here a load of times. And we personally, we've only been going now in this project for the past few months. We've already played here 3 times in a row. We didn't intend to, but it's perfect every time. We love the underground. We've always supported it. We've got friends here. We love the people who run it. It's just it.
Are you old enough to remember, or young enough, or whatever? Can you remember before this was even built and it was all that wasteland?
I grew up on wasteland.
Yeah. It reminded me too. It reminded me of Fallout. You know,
we
like
drank together because we probably spent so much time drinking on that wasteland.
Yeah, me too. And then rolling up in here, sobering up, and then my mum would come pick me up and be like, "Yeah, I'm going down the underground," and you'd have to walk all across the wasted moonscape.
The amount of times I'm gonna snap my ankles on
I had deja vu though when I was playing Fallout. I was like, "That looks like the old underground land."
Oh yeah.
Except we didn't have radiation, or maybe we did. Maybe that's why we've turned out why we have. So, yeah, you are a new band.
And you
promise a lot of violence from Stoke-on-Trent.
Yeah. I mean,
you're brutal. I'm scared.
That's what we try and do, to be honest. That's kind of our vibe. And, you know, we're all nice boys, but we like a bit of violence. You know, music's a form of expression, and that's our form of expression, I guess.
You all look very chill now. You turn into animals up there. You're like caged animals. You kind of keep your anger pent up until you come out on stage, and it's like, rah!
It's therapy. Yeah, it's therapy,
is.
Yeah.
Can we swear on this?
Yeah, you can say what you want. It just makes you look bad.
Sorry, I don't have anything to say, just a future reference.
All right, well, if you want to swear, it just makes you... Mind you, intelligence, apparently. Swearing's intelligence.
Yeah, I swear a lot.
My mum tells me off there for swear. She does listen to this. Sorry, mum. Yeah. Sorry, mum, for whatever we hear. But yeah, I think you're cool. You haven't got many likes on your Facebook, right? Listen.
Not
yeah,
Facebook, yeah.
You have. Yes, I know. But a lot of right. I think there's a misconception.
Gig, you know?
Yeah, I know it is. I think it's a misconception that people book based on likes, but that's not true.
No.
Because you know what? To see you up there, you definitely don't come across like a band that's got all the any likes.
No.
To see you, you'd slot in with some of our bigger bands on the scene.
Thank you very much.
Really, and that's what I love about competitions like this, because I never knew you.
We put a lot of work in behind the scenes for a long time. Yeah. You know what I mean? We didn't want to come
out. You can
out.
Tell.
Falling all over the place. We made sure we were sounding good first.
Yeah, well, you've done it. I tell you what, you've done yourself proud.
Over, I did fall over anyway, but you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry for kicking out your green room, by the way.
No,
I have to apologise for that.
Well, you're keeping us from watching the other band. But
it's all right. They're my mates, Elegant Chaos, but I can't get through all the bands to interview, you see. You have to win some, you lose some. I go to festivals. Do you really think I watch the bands? No, I'm locked away. They know that. Well, how do you think I make content? I don't make content by standing in and watching. You know, when we get invited to gigs, we don't just watch the bands. We interview the bands.
That's a good point.
You know, and that's what it's all about for me. I'd love to go watch bands, but I'm with you guys and you get my attention.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know what I mean? That's respect for that. Thank you.
And it's really nice, though, because it gives you a platform. What is it you want to achieve this year, then, as a band? A new band?
Quick, because, like Ollie said, like to give a bit of history with us, we've only been in this project properly, like gigging for a short period of time. But this project itself has been in the making for how many years now?
A long time coming. It must have been 2-3 years.
We've been really building this stuff for a long time, especially us three. Like, we've all been in bands before.
Yeah, fuck you two. Don't worry.
No. I don't mean that at all. But we've been here for like years since me and Liam were in a band called Conspire.
Okay.
We're around about 10 years ago in this local scene. And Tom joined us afterwards, later into the period of Conspire. He was also in his own band called Betrayal in the Ranks.
I know them. Yeah, I remember them. Yeah, Betrayal in the Ranks.
Do you have a Jay Wilker?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Right.
I remember all of you from back in the day. Mate, it's not my first rodeo. I've been in the scene for a long, long time. Probably looking about 16 years.
So same for us. Like, we've been doing that for a long time, and we've been working on this project between us for, it's got to be at least 3 or 4 years. Yeah. And we, in the past year or so, we got Andy and Ollie, who both have their own bands, This Sun No More and Bathtub.
Yeah, I've heard of Bathtub.
So we've come together as like a thing where we aren't, this isn't new to us, sort of. And with this band, our real aim was, we don't want to come out and start from square one again. We've done square one so many times that we were like, if we come out and we're already sounding like we've been around for a long time, then we skip all that bullshit and, you know, hopefully impress people who say, like, you.
I'm impressed.
You before.
Yeah, but I'm impressed. Like, I'm not joking you now. You've got a fan in me because I really enjoyed it. I thought I saw something special in there, and you know, I've been to Bloodstock many, many years. It's on my birthday weekend every year. And
wait, when's your birthday?
August the 12th.
Oh, shit. Mine's August 11th.
Is it really? Are you? Yeah! Leo! Yeah, see? Look at that. That's mint, that is.
That's good.
How, oh, happy birthday, August baby, for Bloodstock.
See, mine's always on download.
Can't hopefully we can celebrate it if you get there.
Yeah.
That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Are you going this year?
Don't know. I've got a lot. Oh, I don't know.
Now, like,
yeah, but you've got to remember, I've got so many festivals to do. I can't do everything. I've got enough time in the day.
Well, I hope to see you there.
You've got enough time to come speak to us.
Yeah, how nice is that? Yeah, I spend my time tonight with you. Are you all right there? We've just got a little fan. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just
are you there, Rudy? Can I just borrow him? Who is he?
I don't know.
You're cool though. The photographer's cool.
We're good, man.
What's your name?
Chelsea.
Cool. Nice to meet you. What's your name?
Olaf.
Olaf? Piss. No, it's not.
No, it is.
You're having me off, mate.
That's actually his name.
Yeah, we're getting. What's his name? Olaf.
Olaf. Yeah.
Oh shit! I've really.
When he's been in the gym, it's
swollen. I've screwed myself here.
It actually is Olaf.
It is Olaf. All right, Olaf. I'm sorry for laughing at you. All right, back to the interview. You just stay quiet now, Olaf. You're cool. No, you can come. We don't bite. You can stay there. It's fine. Just know your place, boy. Right.
Answer your question from fans.
Yes, please. Thank you. We digress. Sorry.
What we're trying to achieve this year really is, like Jake said, get as fast as possible out there. So if you're listening now and you head over to a page and there's no music, don't worry. We're working on it. We've got a single coming. We've got.
So when are you going to release the single then?
Stay tuned. It's going to be in the summer.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, we've got a few things planned. There's going to be music, you know, sometime around June, and there's going to be more music later in the year.
That aligns with festival season starting
exactly,
as well.
Exactly.
So that's cool.
So if we do win this, we'll have music out by Bloodstock, so people of the world listen to our shit.
I know you played some new tracks up there, didn't you, that people haven't heard?
Yeah, it's at the last song.
They're all new to me, mate. I've never heard you before.
How young this band is, not as members, but as a band. But yeah, we played a new song, and that's probably going to be on the second time recording.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I think the world's your oyster, and I think you've got a really, really bright future ahead of you.
Thank you.
And the fact that you're from Stoke, I mean, I'll champion you all the way through. Because Stoke.
That's a good point, actually. That's a good point. And something I want to say is, we're a band that puts proud forth that we're from Stoke, and that we're a Stoke band. And I fucking hate it when bands from Stoke are like, "Oh, we're from Manchester or we're from Staffordshire or something." Like, represent Stoke, man.
What you need though, you need your album cover with a pothole. You need stand in a pothole, and you need a big multi-story car park and like loads of police sirens in the back.
This is a pothole, though.
Yeah, it is. You know, you're right. It is. It's a pothole.
We love it. We love
a pothole governed by traffic lights. How about that? Nobody, it's cool. And I look forward, obviously, this is your first chat with me. And once you appear on the pod, your family, so
we'll chat again.
Be in touch. And there's a lot of stuff on my podcast that you can probably relate to. It's a lot of the newer bands coming up. And you'll really enjoy, like, some of the bands talking to you about their time and journeys.
I like these kind of music podcasts. Like, I listen to a few of them myself, and it is sick. So I'll be tuning
in. I don't know where I'm going with my podcast. They're all unscripted.
Uncut, or do you like...
No, it's all uncut. It's all raw.
Fair enough, yeah. You don't need to know the direction. You just go out and do the shit you love. And
I just like knowing you for you. You know what I mean? It's your time.
Shout out to the Underground.
Yeah, massive shout out to the Underground and Lee for giving me this opportunity to do this, and we're going to work on putting this back on the map, because I think Stoke-on-Trent is forgotten about with music, and we need to get this right back on the map.
Stoke's got a fucking amazing music scene, and it doesn't get the rep it deserves a lot of time, and that's one thing when we started this that we were really, that's one of the reasons we want to put forward that we're a Stoke band, because you shouldn't be ashamed of it. Stoke's had incredible bands over the years, and like, we're just a fucking another one of them.
Massive Black Coast. But you know what, I actually saw Huntress here years ago in Stoke-on-Trent, believe it or not. And Jill Janus straddled like one of the gravestones in Stoke town centre because she was loving it. And the venue was called Ministers, and it's not here now. But they were just playing in front of each other with a band called Fallen from Crewe.
One that used to be Harry's
band. Yes, it did.
We played that in Conspire a few times.
It got
and
that
we
little vestibule
that
thing. It was great, wasn't it? Yeah, dead hard, dead hard. Right, we need to hurry this up because we've... How long we got, boss? How long we got, boss? Where are we doing okay?
Are we going to shout out to the fans? Because we've played here three times. And we've had people, the same people consistently show up and more showing up every show.
That's so your hometown fan. Giving it one worthy, not just one, but two.
You need to come to one of our shows, see the energy for real. I had a friend who came on first show, he was from Milton Keynes, and he was like, this is crazy, mate. I've never seen a scene like this before. It feels like the revival of hardcore again. Sure, so
I'm with you on that. Yeah. I'm with you, we said the same.
I'm not even glazing us up when I say, so many people come up to us and say, I've either never listened to your kind of music before or I don't like your kind of music, but that was an incredible show. And they really enjoy it. And you can tell that it's genuine because they have a good fucking time. So I'd like to say to everyone out there, just come see us, man. See what you think. Because
yeah, don't be scared.
Just come and check.
They are a bit scary, but you'll enjoy it by the end of it. You'll be going off with a smile on your face. Yeah, good way. Right. I'm going to do my quiz. Oh, I've got them. I don't know why I'm looking at you for them. We're going to do the quiz, right? Because don't let me down, boys. No band's ever got 10 out of 10 on this, okay? So we're going to do a quick fire quiz, all right? Are you ready?
Let's go.
Right. What is the element symbol for helium?
HG.
HG. Oh, Morse, did you? Good. Right, you've got to do your voice now.
I didn't expect helium voice.
Hands up if you know helium.
Oh, yeah. Helium.
I'm not doing it.
Tough shit, you don't get the point otherwise.
Helium.
Don't come down now.
What are we doing?
We're doing the voice of helium, like if you're a balloon.
Helium.
Not a plastic. Oh. If you were a plastic bag, if you were a balloon, all like right. Katy Perry.
Yeah. Helium.
Please
then, just to make you a bit happier. Right. How many teeth does the average human being have?
32.
Stoke have got the worst, yeah. How the fuck did you know that? It's 32.
32, yeah.
He knows it. 32, mate.
Yeah, we've been around the block, we have.
Have you?
We've knocked out a few teeth. Like,
yeah. What can be broken but never held?
Trust.
Yeah, promise, basically. Oh, yeah, half point for that. What is the most common pub name?
The Red Lion.
Yes, it is. Oh, my
What's
God.
Going on?
Yeah, this guy's were you standing outside the door when I was doing my quiz?
Pub quiz champion.
How many bones in the adult human body?
I was just about to make a really appropriate
joke. It'd be a lot, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean...
What about, can we say, I'm saying, can anyone 54?
54? You're off your body with that, mate.
It's like
92. No, you're wrong.
All right.
270.
169.
Did you have Mr. Johnson as a science teacher?
I did too.
He's going to kill you when he hears this. 206. Wow. 206. Okay. Naughty boy. How many darts on a pair of dice?
No, he's still about uncut.
Wait, how many?
Tough shit, you've said it now. How many darts on a pair of dice?
I mean, I could work this out if you give me time.
Go on.
Give me a while.
Well, no, go on. It's really easy. It's one on a pair.
Oh, paradise.
Yeah. Oh, pair. No, I'm not doing that. 42.
Well, if it's 21 on one.
42.
I didn't even say 21 on one.
Yeah. I said 21.
He said 21. Nice. Yeah, okay. Right. How many keys does a classic piano have?
Ooh, Jesus.
We don't have a keys player.
52.
You've got a synth player.
No.
Oh, right, that's me.
I don't know.
That's me because I drink Coke at the pub and not beer. I'm the designated synth player for not having alcohol, so... Shout out to synth players.
1 to 100. 1 to 100. Just have
Big
a random Shikari. Guess.
I might say 54 again because.
Yeah, you like that number, don't you? Is that what the album's going to call 54?
Something,
no, it's 88. You're all wrong. You're all wrong. Well, which country is the most has the most islands?
Which country?
Yeah. Indonesia.
No, it's in Europe. Greece. Nope.
Fucking hell, these questions are mad.
So right, 221,800 to be precise.
Islands.
Yes. Wait, what?
Scotland.
No.
Wait, what the fuck?
Netherlands.
England and Scotland just have crusts around the edge.
Yeah, we got crusts, bro.
Yeah.
Are we talking about, you mean like pedestrian islands in the middle of
no,
the
no,
road?
No, we're talking about islands, darling, and like islands in the stream, you know? Like,
islands in the stream.
Yeah, you know, like the bits of.
I'm going to be honest, I haven't got a fucking clue.
Right. No idea. It is Sweden. That's why, and I reckon that's why they've got loads of IKEAs, you know? It's all flat pack islands, basically.
Okay, I can buy
it. Yeah, magic, innit? It's true,
Right.
If you Google it, it's true, and you can come back to me and be like, oh, I've Googled it, you're right, I am right.
Okay.
I am right because I'm the quiz mistress, okay? Good. Right, if all the states of America were placed in alphabetical order, what would be the first and what would be the last?
Wait, what did you just ask me?
Right.
If they were placed.
Yes. So what would be the first state and what would be the last?
Arkansas.
No. It's got a sweet home.
Alabama.
Sweet home, yeah, Alabama. What's the last one then?
Wyoming.
Yes, it is. Hey! Ollie, you're all right, you are.
The youngest one got the best
education. Right, now you're like this. You're the youngest. You'll really like this then.
You'll
like this. In the rhyme, how many mice were blind?
Three.
Yeah, it's your nursery rhyme. And you've all got to sing it now. That'll wipe all the smiles off your face.
I'm going in.
Right, we don't get the full point.
Mice.
Fucking moshing to smother.
Yeah.
Shout out.
I've got nothing to add
to
that.
I don't know.
You'll be blind if you go in the pit. That'll show.
Your teeth will fall out and you've got 32 and you're counting.
It'll be a really good time. Yeah? It'll be a really fucking good time.
Anything you want to add, Ollie, there?
Shout out to Enter Shikari.
Don't be miserable. Don't be miserable.
Three by mice, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, right. Well, listen, it's ace to catch up with you. We'll be back in touch, promise.
Of course. I hope so, yeah.
Now we've met.
Nice to meet you. We're connected.
Thanks, we are. We're like spiritual friends, you know?
We're spiritual
podcast friends.
Podcast friends.
But yeah, it's mint. And honestly, I'll fly the flag for you. And we'll be back on, all right?
Yeah.
Look after yourself. Good luck.
I hope you win. See you next time.
Bye.